Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today it's Wednesday, the time is 6 and 11 minutes, and the date is the 21st day of November. The year is 2018, and we're not going to say it for long now, eh, Eitan? We've got a few days to go. We've got another 4 porn stars to go or so. We can judge by the time you're going to have porn stars unplugged. You're going to have them 4 times this year still. And next year is going to be a great year, 2019, almost 2020. You know, I remember the time when I was really a young boy and I was thinking, how old I'm going to be when it's going to be the year 2000. I don't know if anybody remembers that, but I was...
Well, we forgot it.
But I remember, I calculated I'm going to be 37 when it's going to be... I just remember that, I don't know why.
You remember all the... History went all over the world, the computer going to crash and all of this.
1999, we were in the United States. I don't know if you remember.
Yes,
we were in the United States and at the square on the 31st of December, at Times Square, on the 31st December.
Everyone thought the world is going to crash, computer, aeroplane will fall off the skies.
Yeah. Everybody thought, I was hoping. Anyway, the Jewish day today is the 13 Kislev, 5,779. My name is Roy Peretz, and I want to introduce my porn star. So first of all, here we've got Sashem sitting prettiest than ever. Please say welcome and big round of applause to Sasha Star. I just want to, from the deep end of Hyde Park, he comes to us, the gentle giant, also our coin antique and memorabilia expert. Please welcome Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to take the opportunity today. My dad is celebrating 87 years old.
Woo!
I wish to send him a lot of love and many, many more good years to come. Thank you.
Hey, this one's for Eitan's father.
Menachem.
Yes. Menachem. I wish Mendo. Now to say 120 is not a big deal anymore.
100 like 20.
No, 100 is really around the corner, but wish him 120 20.
We'll push it as we come closer.
All right, who do you have more? All right, he's a journalist. He is a decorated journalist, a blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. Please welcome Peter Feldman.
Thank you, Roy, and it's nice to be back in the hot seat again after a month away.
All right.
See, he didn't like me doing the movies.
I loved you doing the movies. I gave you a chance to look at the movies.
You must actually, it was very nice. Last week she made it so nice. And she hasn't even watched the movies. She was just telling us live.
She hasn't watched the movies.
No, she hasn't.
Well, that's a new take, Roy.
Why?
Because people who don't watch movies who post comment. Well, that's what I'm going to do tonight. Because I haven't seen any of the movies happening this week. So what am I saying?
You can't influence too much. You're going to make their people decide for themselves.
That's, I think, at the end of the day. We can guide them. We can tell them what a movie's about. You can tell them if you like it or you didn't like it. But at the end of the day, people are going to agree or disagree. Right, Roy?
Well, they either agree or I don't care. I really don't, to be honest with you. Because
attitude.
You know what I like about this place here? First of all, they can call us. And if you're going to get any comments, please, 0618951019. That's our WhatsApp number, 0618951019. Our SMSs are 34519. And it's a famous Chai FM. So please be a guest or try your best. Come to the show, talk to us. Moshe Starogot is here. What do you know? When are you going to start playing soccer, Moshe?
On Thursday.
Hopefully next week. After the operation.
Yeah. So they're going to put new knees in Moshe, and it's going to be all new. It's going to be like a new guy.
We're preparing a new mix of salsa.
Yep. All the ladies are waiting. And who do we have? Who do we have more? We've got list. Last but not least.
The rumor girl.
The rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. So please welcome Nicole.
Hey. Woo. Thank you, buddy. And just to say, we've upped the game at Top Cash. And we're selling amazing, amazing antiques, memorabilia, stuff, paintings, pictures.
Black Friday.
Sports. Oh, yes. Okay.
We've got Black Friday every day.
Too.
I don't know why you call it Black Friday.
Because
you know why?
Okay, please. Yes. Do okay, the intelligence. Please, Sasha.
Because all the companies and the shops and everything went from being in the red to being in the black.
Absolutely. They're in the red because they're overdraft. Yeah. Now they're going to be in the black because they're going to make money and to cover the overdraft, and it's in the black.
All right, I think it's black is worse than red, meaning it's like it's like the flag you got in the sea. You know, when it's white, the sea is calm. When it's red, please don't go into the water. When it's black, definitely don't go into the water. So basically,
stay on your girlfriend on the beach.
No, red is warning. Black is, that's it. Yeah. I mean, when it's black is...
Stay on your girlfend on the beach. Don't go into
100%,
the water.
Do not go into the water. So I think black says... exactly the situation of South Africa. We are we are family. Yeah.
Roy,
yeah.
Are we giving away tickets tonight?
We give tickets tonight. We will give tickets tonight. It's going to be a tickets for movies. We're going to have two pairs of tickets.
That's right.
So it's going to be four tickets altogether. So like I said, 061-895-1019. The time of Peter will come and he will tell us all about the movies that he didn't see. So in any case, what I want to say, so please now relax, guys, put your legs up, and if you're driving, please don't. But if you're not driving, so listen to this. I really prepared it from bottom of my heart, and I want you to really pay attention to what I have to say, and if not, me, I'm coming to see you. So where were we? We were like this.
Well, you're going to play a nice tune.
No, I'm going to play a nice tune. No, this tune is fine. So listen, I want you to follow us on YouTube if you don't mind. We've got nice short videos on YouTube. And on Instagram is Roy Peretz. And please carry on sending us our emails. It really feels so good. Send it to roy@cashin.co.za. You can also send it to Chai FM. Really not a problem. I don't know who at Chai FM. Just send to info@chaifm. Or where did they say info@chaifm?
You've got onair@chaifm.com.
All right. onair@chaifm. Or?
Twitter. @ChaiFM.
Thought you want to say tweet. Yeah, Twitter, yeah.
Wait, no, that's reserved for you.
this is bad.
You started from the beginning.
Yeah. She started nice. All
if
right,
you're an
yeah.
infant, she'll take the hand.
Yeah, Twitter. yeah, right, yeah.
Twitter,
say again.
You can WhatsApp us as well.
Yeah.
061-895-1019.
Yeah, so if you've got all anything nice to say about us, please do. If you don't, I'm actually feeling better. Do that. Please do that. Say, I don't like you or whatever, yeah. Anyway, so please do that and listen to us, like us on Facebook and all the blah, blah. Yeah. And yeah, we're going to have two tickets to give you tonight, like every other two pairs of tickets, four tickets we're going to give you. Eliel is still feeling, still at home. You know, he had a stomach operation. He did his hernia, two sides.
Both
all right.
sides.
Not fixed, but he's still feeling, today is feeling better, thank God, and all good. And yeah, that's about it. And I want to tell you a story with a big moral. So please, guys, relax and listen.
Carefully.
Yeah, listen. Because you know me, it's a big moral.
We will test you in the end of it.
Yeah. I know, I'm telling you. A few years ago in a small town, bandits entered the bank. And one of them shouted, "The money belongs to the bank. The life belongs to you." Immediately everyone lay on the floor, quietly and without panic. And this is an example of how correctly phrasing sentence can make everyone change the world view. One of the women lay provocatively on the floor, and the robber, he come to her and said, "Ma'am, this is a robbery, not a rape. Please behave accordingly." All right. And this is an example of how professional should behave. You must focus on your goal. Am I right?
So good.
It's still all right. All right. You like that? Good. Even Sasha smiling. Look at me. Yeah, all right. At the time of his escape from the bank, the young robber says to the oldest, who basically never finished even elementary school, he says, "Hey, may we count the money now? I mean, how much we robbed?" The old man replied, No, don't be stupid. It's a lot of money. Let's wait for the news to tell us how much money we robbed." So this is an example of life experience is more important than any degree. Yes?
Yes.
All right. After the robbery, the bank manager told his accountant, "Let's call the police." The accountant says, Hold on a second. Before we do that, let's just add to the amount of the robbery, the 800,000 that we robbed from the bank that we transferred ourselves last month, that and we said that this was always also stolen. This is an example of advantage of taking advantage of opportunities. The next day, the report on the news said the bank was robbed of 3 million, and the robbers counted the money; they only had 1 million. The robbers began to really grumble. They say, "We risk our lives for 1 million. I mean, what the hell is that? We risk our for 1 million." While the bank manager robbed 2 million and did not blink at all. Now he said, "Maybe it's the lesson you must learn is maybe it's better to learn how the system works instead of being a burglar or a robber." Yeah. This is an example of how knowledge can be more useful than power. The moral of the story is, and listen to this because this is, I can say it only once. The moral of the story is, give a man a gun, he can rob a bank. Give a man a bank, he can rob the whole nation, i.e. VBS.
Very clever.
I hope you like that one. And if you like that one, I'm sure you're going to love that one. So,
Roy, is that your financial statement for the week?
Financial statements. We don't have financial statements. What we're going to have is we're going to have Mike and the mechanics telling us how nice is that.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
Like, I knew a couple that were debating about whether to have kids or not to have kids. The wife says, "No, why would we don't need kids? Let's have a dog." And then the husband says, "You know what? No, instead of that, I want a kid." And the wife wants a dog, she wants a kid. Anyway, they went to a marriage council. The marriage council said to them, "Listen, you got a choice. You got to choose between messing your carpets or ruining your lives."
Wow. What?
No, I was looking for that thing that fills potatoes, apples, carrots. I couldn't find it, so I asked the kids if they have any idea. Apparently, she left 2 days ago.
Once a year, Albany says, a woman go completely crazy for 365 days.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for staying with us. You're with the Pawn Stars Unplugged, and this is High FM. The time is now 18, which is 6 and 27 minutes. And we're back with, you know what, let me give him the signal. He wasn't here for quite a while, so let me...
You forgot how to do it.
No, forget. But I'm gonna do a great one for you, as long as I find it. Yeah, here you go. So, where are we? We're here.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie reviews with Peter Feldman.
Thank you, Roy.
It's a pleasure, sir.
And it's nice to be back. It's for the first time in a long time that I'm reviewing 4 movies that I haven't actually seen. I've heard about it. I know about it. And one of the big movies I think is going to attract the most people is Leon Schuster. Now, Leon Schuster is an iconic South African filmmaker who every year towards November puts out a crazy movie. He's done so many funny ones.
Yeah.
And this one, I think, I've seen the trailer, and I've heard this from fellow critics, is another one of these over-the-top, below-the-belt sense of humor. He plays another of those eccentric kind of characters living in the bush. There's a little African guy who plays with him, a youngster named Fearless. His name is Frank. And they take care of a orphaned rhino. And the movie, I gather, has a message. And the message is about poaching. And they go about in an adventure to try and capture the poachers and a whole gang. And so you can expect a lot of fun, a lot of fearless laughter. And if that's your sort of movie you enjoy, you don't have to think too much. You just have to watch this crazy action. And as I said, Roy, the humor is often very below the belt, very falling apart, saying silly things, getting your head trapped in a sewer, you know, things like it. That is Leon Schuster's
South African comedy was totally never bad. Yeah, it was always nice. And
And this is very, I find it low stream, but he has a huge audience. I mean, he makes millions from his movies. And towards Christmas, it's going to be a hit. So that is opening this week. It's called Frank and Fearless. Then there's a movie which I would see. It's called Shock and Awe. It's an American drama directed by Rob Reiner. And Rob Reiner is a very famous director and actor. And it stars Woody Harrelson, Tommy Lee Jones, who hasn't done a movie for a while, and James Marsden and Mila Jovovich and Jessica Biel, and it follows a group of journalists investigating reasons behind the Bush administration's 2003 invasion of Iraq. Now, it's questionable intelligence used to justify war. I think that is the message that it comes across. It was about weapons of mass destruction and killing Saddam Hussein.
Ooh.
It made no sense, but the Bush administration gave arguments that it was a good thing to go in there. They linked the big, you know, the September 11th, 9/11, with Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden, although the two had no connection whatsoever. And these four journalists go in to investigate where they went wrong. What were the errors they made? Why did they tell all these lies, Roy? Oh. It's the sort of movie you'd like to get your teeth into because...
Yeah, normally they tell lies if you're married.
You're married. So it looks at journalism, source addiction. You know, we got it from our source, but we're not going to reveal who the source is.
Yes, we've
got someone who says there are weapons of mass destruction. And there's no name, no petrol. You know, they're just going to give it out. Journalism is not dancing about the presidential times. Oh. I mean, it's there, it's gritty, and I think it's going to be a very good movie. Another movie is called Hunter Killer. It's an American submarine called the Captain Glass, and it teams up with an elite group of Navy SEALs to prevent a Russian coup and stop it from sneaking through enemy water. The director's Donovan Nash, and the star Gerard Butler, and the great Gary Oldman. He did a movie playing Winston Churchill.
Gary Oldman.
Darkest Hour. I don't know if you saw it.
Darkest Hour. I wanted to see it. I don't know why.
Brilliant. You can get it, Roy, on Netflix, I suppose.
I'm sure.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, I'm sure you can.
He won the Oscar for it. Well deserved.
It won an Oscar, yeah. And he's in this movie.
He won the Oscar.
Yeah.
You know, in the old days, I used to have always like a line, I'll never see a movie that won an Oscar.
You don't?
What?
No. I tell you, after Out in Africa from...
Out of Africa
with, what's her name?
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep and Robert Redford.
That's it. Both of them. All right. It put me off Oscar
going to Oscar nominated. Yeah.
You know,
Rambo.
That's I must tell you, Roy, you talk about Out of Africa.
Yeah.
People in South Africa, they thought this movie is about immigration.
You're right.
Yeah.
And the last movie, I think it's going to have its own following, Roy.
Yeah.
It's called I Still See You. Bella Thorne is a beautiful young American actress.
Okay.
She sees ghosts. And this is described as a romantic supernatural thriller.
Mm.
10 years after the apocalyptic events left the world haunted by ghosts, they are taking over. She receives a threatening message from beyond the grave. And how does she deal with it? And how do they escape what is inevitably going to happen? So this is the movie.
Ooh.
So we got four movies. And my question to our listeners.
Hopefully you listen, guys.
Our devoted listeners.
Yeah.
Is who is the South African comedian? What is his name?
Oh,
he's
easy.
Bringing out a movie
easy.
This week
easy.
Called Frank and Fearless.
Here you go. 061-895-1019. 061-895-1019. Our SMS number 34519. This is, cost you $1.50.
And there are T's and C's, which I must mention. It's
please.
New Metro. It's at your nearest New Metro. Comps are only for double tickets for 2D and then normal. Or 3D cinemas and VIP, but not for 4DX or Extreme. You cannot see a movie on the week of release, so you can't see the four movies opening this week. But I'm sure you'll be able to choose from a great array of movies that New Metro have on their programs. There's no online booking. And when you get there, you must tell them that you are a Chai FM winner. And it's a complimentary winner, so they'll know, because you'll get a Mobi code. A Mobi code will be sent to you, and then you take this Mobi code and you sort it out with New Metro and at their box office. So good luck, and let's see the names coming in.
Thank you so much, Peter. We're going to go to one of my favorite songs, and if you like that, then you... I don't think anybody doesn't like that song, or whoever doesn't like it maybe doesn't know it, but you know how it works in life, eh?
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
So, in 1908, the newspaper Pravda founded. It was founded by Leon Trotsky, Adolf Joffe, Matveev Skobev, whatever his name is, and other Russian exiles in Vienna. Now, Pravda name, Pravda in Russian, is the truth. But this magazine, let me tell you, says nothing but the truth. It says nothing but the truth. No, the truth is, they say no truth. I mean, to be, and you can quote me, truth is the furthest thing from
not
the truth.
Nothing but the truth.
Yeah. No, nothing but the truth. No. So help me God, yeah.
Why do round pizza come in a square box? Round pizza come in a square box.
Why is that?
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m. The Star Report with Sasha Star.
Sashi.
Yes.
So, what do we have on the report today?
So, Roy, I know it's been a while, but do you remember what you did for your 6 month anniversary?
For my 6 month anniversary? For my 6 month anniversary? It took me about 2 years to stop crying.
Okay.
6 months. I don't know. I was eating myself in the head. Yes, I remember that night. I was banging my head against the wall. I said, what I've done? Okay. What I've done?
If you were Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, then you would have gone to the 2018 Royal Variety Performance at the London Palladium, which I think is quite nice. Rubbed shoulders with the cast of Hamilton. And also Take That, which I didn't even realize was still a band.
Ooh.
Apparently they are. Take That. I think it Robbie Williams was originally in, and then he left. And then
Gary Barlow is now leading it. I saw it on British TV recently.
Okay. They got back together a few years ago, but I thought they broke up again.
They got back together. They're doing a tour, and they also were on Strictly Come Dancing on the results show.
They need to go and sit in a corner somewhere. No one really cares about them anymore.
Is it?
No,
so you're rubbing shoulders with who then?
So a few, bygone celebs. Anyway. But sticking with the royal family, or the extended royal family, Samantha Markle, who is Meghan's half-sister, she's just a mean-spirited person, and she's continuing to be mean-spirited because she has now said she's going to release a tell-all book about her dear half-sister entitled, wait for it, The Diary of Princess Pushy's Sister, From Lullabies to Lies.
All right.
Have you ever had a more ridiculous title?
Yes, I think someone is really, really, really jealous.
Yeah, and that is coming out when Meghan is due with her first child.
She's due already.
Yeah, next year. Someone else had a baby, and we had no idea she was going to have a baby because she received a baby by a surrogate, is Jessica Chastain. So she has been married to count. Jessica Chastain, she was in Zero Dark Thirty. The Help. So she has been married to Italian Count Gianluca Passi de Proposullo.
This name, I would marry him.
You
need to finish university.
Papa Luca.
They welcomed a little daughter named Giulietta.
Oh, Giulietta.
So Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov, Giulietta, yeah.
Also Mazel Tov, I think, to Justin Bieber, because it seems as though his wife.
He's got a wife?
Has confirmed that she's his wife.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, there were a lot of stories there.
How old is he?
He is, I think, 25, 24.
I remember him like he was 13.
This is the story, okay? He's been dating Hailey Baldwin, who is the niece of Alec Baldwin, for about a year.
Is she hairy like him?
No. She's actually a model.
She must be. I mean, he married this beautiful, what's her name? Kim
Basinger.
Basinger. Kimale.
You're going off topic, though. Hailey and Justin have been together for a while. He proposed earlier this year. And then about 2 months ago, there was speculation whether, in fact, they'd gotten married, because they were spotted at a New York courthouse.
All right.
It was never really confirmed. But now...
Maybe they got divorced.
I don't know.
They thought about parking.
Now Hailey has changed her Instagram handle to Hailey Bieber.
All right.
And Justin posted a photograph of the pair of them, and he captioned it, "My wife is awesome."
All right.
So that's not confirmation. Yeah. I don't know what
I'm so happy for him.
That's not fake news, is it?
No, that's actually the real deal. In fact,
let's see how he will handle it.
You don't get more real than Snoop Dogg. He's been around for, 25 years? And he now has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Does he?
Do you want to know who he thanked?
Who?
Himself.
He's right to thank himself.
Yeah, he says, I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times.
Ooh, baby.
This was number one fan.
Before or after the Tsingale?
Don't forget, guys, for the questions you had on WhatsApp, 061-895-1019, SMS to 34519, and we'll call you tomorrow and give you the Mobi codes.
Well, I have one more story, and this is a bit of a guessing game for you. So Forbes, as they do, has announced the top-earning female musician
for
the year 2018.
Who?
Would you like to pay a guess?
Musician, go for it.
If you know the answer, you can't play.
No, this is a query I always have. There's a difference between a singer who sings and a musician who actually plays an instrument.
Right.
And often a singer who doesn't play an instrument, they call her a musician. Now, that's open to debate, and if anyone wants to debate, they're welcome. But if this is a real, genuine musician, I'll agree. But if it's a singer who's a musician...
Olivia Newton-John.
Well, she's a singer, she's a performer. I'm going to give you the list from 10.
Yeah.
In 10th place, would you believe it, with $30 million, Britney Spears.
She's still not a musician.
That's because of her Vegas residency. Celine Dion in 9th place with $31 million. Helene Fisher, who I must admit I have no idea who that is, in $32 million in 8th place. 7th place, Rihanna with $37.5 million. J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, Jenny from the Block, $47 million in 6th. Lady Gaga, who is having a really old banner year with A Star Is Born, $50 million to her name in 5th place. 4th place, Pink with $52 million. Beyonce took third with $60 million. And number two, Taylor Swift with $80 million. Can you guess who's in number one?
No idea.
Wow. Anyone?
Dead English singer.
Adele, maybe.
Adele.
Okay.
Who?
So it's funny because she just pipped Taylor Swift with $83 million and they're known for having a huge feud, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
But you know, I saw her earlier this year and she was fantastic.
I wish I knew who she is.
Can I ask you, does she play any musical instrument?
In general, I'm not sure. She didn't during her show. She danced like you don't want to know.
No, it's just my query on the word musician. That's all.
All right.
Well, they make music.
All right, guys. So thank you for Sasha, for the Sasha report. And we'll come back to you in a second.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
Husband and wife are sitting in a restaurant having dinner. And this beautiful, hot, sexy blonde comes and plonks herself right next to the husband and kisses him on the lips and says, "Hello, darling." And the wife said, "Who the hell is this?" Said, "It's my girlfriend." She said, "That's it. I want a divorce. You can go." And then as they're having this fight and this argument, Stanley walks in with this beautiful girl. Stanley's the husband's best friend. And she goes, "And who the hell is Stanley with?" So he said, "Well, that's Stanley's girlfriend." She says, "Okay, no, ours is a lot prettier."
So those two guys are meeting. The one says, "You know what? I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. My wife just died this morning and I can't cry. I'm trying to get myself to cry. I can't cry." That one says, "Just imagine she's coming back."
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for staying with us. And now we're running to the last 12 minutes of the show. And let me tell you, we've got our own problem. So that was Obama. The court couldn't get rid of he doesn't want to leave being a president. So he's asking the CIA chief of staff. He says, "Tell me, how is it possible that the Jews knows everything before the CIA? How is that possible?" So the chief of staff tell him, look, the Jews got a system. They go and ask, they go to the one another and they ask, they've got something, says, Vusidus? How do you say, what is this?
Vusherzach.
And it's a Vusherzach, he says, and what does it mean? He says,
How's it?
What's happening? Vusherzach, what's happening? Anyway, he says, and that's how they know. That's how they transfer messages from one place to another. He says, are you serious? He went to check it himself. So he wear all black, you know how the Orthodox Jews are. They wear all black, stick a big beard on him, put glasses, put a big hat, and here we go, flies from Washington on a regular aircraft, you know, on a normal Pan American flight, whatever. He lands in New York, takes a cab, the regular cab, to Brooklyn, directly to Brooklyn, into the most like the most Jewish area of Brooklyn.
Crown Heights.
He goes to Crown Heights. He's got so many shuls there. As he lands there by one of the shuls, as the door opens, he sees an old man walking. He says to him, "Vusherzach, old man." The old man says to him, "You know, I heard Obama is in town."
I've got for you something, you know, on the history side of it, because I know how close you guys are.
Yes, very.
Well,
myself and
today,
Obama.
1976. No.
Who?
Just listen, it's coming.
All right.
Today, 1976.
Yes.
The premiere of Rocky.
Oh, all right, Rocky!
1976, yes.
Yeah. 1972, what? Rocky?
You're the only one applauding.
Yeah, well, grew up on this. So please.
Rocky,
it was like Rocky. We used to go dancing, doing boxing, hit each other, hit the wall,
Yeah, here you go. Yeah. I broke my fist, I make Rocky, 76.
I've got for you a couple facts, for the fun of it. You know, we always talking about man-woman relationship, love. And this is science, what I'm going to say. It's a fact. It's a fact.
Okay,
there is no argument. It's statistics that is written in hard rock.
What?
A woman says about 7,000 words a day. Compared to us, the men.
How many do we say?
Maybe we get to 2,000, like pushing.
And then they shut us up.
And this is include going to and pray and everything, you know.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I found very amazed, the movie, The Titanic. Okay, The Titanic itself, the ship, cost $7 million to build.
Yeah, it is, yeah. $7 million.
$7 million. And all these years after, it's cost $200 million to make a movie about it. Crazy. And the last one I will disturb you with this unnecessary information is it's estimated that the money needed to fight hunger in the world per year, $30 billion. Every year it will cost the world $30 billion.
That's more money.
Well, it's a lot. But here is the problem of it. Almost as much it is costing our beautiful world to spend in 8 days on military stuff.
Serious?
Yeah. Every 8 days, our world spending around $30 billion on military stuff. To do with crime.
It's about how much Zuma spends.
All kind of this nonsense that
as well,
we humankind. Now, the last really last thing.
Yeah.
And this one, everyone, we laugh on it. We grew up with this. But on this day, 1980, 350 million people all over the world was glued to the small screen. Sorry.
Okay.
Because the new season of Dallas started with the episode of He Who Shot JR.
I was going to say that.
I remember that.
Roy, I was in Johannesburg. We went out for dinner that night.
Yeah.
It was empty. The streets were empty.
Why would you go out for dinner? What?
Because I didn't watch Dallas. I really didn't watch
Dallas. I'll tell you, restaurants in Johannesburg used to close on Tuesday. Because Tuesday they used to show Dallas.
Yeah. Are you serious?
And you remember how we used to call it in Israel?
No.
Chalas with Dallas.
Chalas, yeah, Chalas.
And this is like, you know, a quick funny stuff. Let's continue. So
anyway,
so this wife asking her husband standing in front of the mirror said, Listen, my baby, it's look like I got a little bit fat. Doesn't
Lavender.
My baby, don't worry at all. Every fine steak have some fat on it.
A good one. So, yeah, what's it?
You were talking about science and fat.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can tell you.
Yeah.
About the science and fat. Married women face the lower risk of being kidnapped. Nobody actually knows if the ransom is going to be paid. This is fact.
It's 90% sure. Yeah. It's fact and science, 100%. Right. So there was this beggar. He sees a guy in a suit standing and talking on the phone. Then immediately, you know, he shows him his hand. I want money. The guy on the telephone system, listen, I don't just give money like this on the street. The beggar said to him, what do you want me to open an office?
You know, I went for an interview today for a new job. I had actually a very successful one because they said that they're looking for a very responsible person for this position. And I have to tell you, in my previous job, anytime there was a problem, they hold me responsible for it.
Let me tell you, there's a question to all men, and all men, you must listen to this. If you had to choose between a beautiful, wonderful wife or a nice car, would you pick a diesel or petrol? Ethan, you don't have anything, Ethan.
I've got.
Okay, let me tell you this.
A good demonstration of the difference between a man and a woman.
Yeah.
Okay, the two meaning of the same sentence. What's an S?
A passenger. Anyway. There was this guy driving a taxi, and a passenger steps on his back, and the driver got scared of his life, and he swerved the taxi left, right. They almost made like a huge accident. The passenger says to him, you are jumpy, eh? He says, for 20 years, I used to drive a hearse.
You know, by the way, what's the difference between in-law and outlaw? Outlaws are wanted.
Yeah. Yes.
Look,
yes.
Of course, I should clean the windows of my car. But you know, privacy, it's quite important as well.
This morning, I used Red Bull instead of water to make my coffee. After about 15 minutes driving on the highway, I realized I left my car at home.
So I gave him wings.
Yeah. You know, my friend said there is a gay guy in our circle of friends.
Yeah.
Well, I really hope he is a nice guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, the difference between hippo and zippo.
Hippo and zippo?
Hippo and zippo.
No.
Well, one is really heavy, and the other one is just a little lighter.
Yeah. I'm going to... We're getting to the last few minutes of the show, and we're going to start our single back. So just want to tell you that tomorrow we're going to be Royal Friends. We're going to broadcast from Killarney Mall. It's going to be a very interesting one.
The reopening pick and pair.
The pick and pair there, and we're going to have a promotion there. We're going to give prizes. Apparently, Kathy calculated that every 5 minutes, we're going to have a prize. So you're most welcome to join us. It's going to be a great show. 9 o'clock in the morning. I believe we'll stay until about 11, eh? So,
Meet the team.
That's the keys. So, So I want you not to forget. We've got another 2.5 minutes, so I'm going to give you a nice... Do you have any other jokes?
I've got only one. I know it's in the line of your liking. So, terrorism strike no fear in my heart. I've been married for years. Yeah.
You know, and Patricia Dilel and Julius Malema are forming a new party. You know that. They're going to call it Dilemma.
Yeah.
You got...
8 p.m. I get an SMS from my girlfriend. Me or soccer? 11 p.m. I SMS her. Only you, baby.
Good ones. I just want to say goodbyes from part of us.
And from me, Shabbat Shalom, and see you next
month. Oh, Eitan's going overseas.
Yeah, going away. Ooh. I've just come back, and Eitan's going, but cheers, Roy. Thank you.
It's absolutely a pleasure. There's always, it's a hot chair here.
It's a hot chair.
Hot seat, yeah.
Scorches.
Yeah.
Musical chairs.
Musical chairs, yeah. So Ethan's going overseas. We're going to see him in 3 weeks' time. Hopefully. Hopefully we're going to see him in 3 weeks' time. Would I say 3 years' time?
Well,
I'm not sure. Yeah. And we're going to see him in 3 weeks' time. And I wish you all the best and have a very, very nice evening. And hopefully you enjoyed that last part of the song.